From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And we're back, and it's Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese, and oh, do I have a show for you this next hour. Stay tuned. Introduce yourself to the world. You're amazing.
Thank you. Well, first of all, thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming last minute.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the first time, but it's always feel like, wow.
It's home.
Awesome. It is. And yeah, my name is Judy Bashar.
Yes.
I'm an international singer, and I have my own music video here in in Dunedin. And I love teaching professional singers, non-professional singers. I have my youngest is 3 years old. Can you believe?
Wow.
She's incredible.
I saw your website.
You did, right?
Yes. Give your website.
Oh, it's www.judybechar.com.
So if you're looking to sing, like if you do karaoke or you want to be a professional singer and cut the tracks and everything, you can do that as well.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, yes, you can start as non-professional, and there's a gradient and levels that I can teach you and prepare you to perform, prepare you with your voice, teach you all the technique, the warm-ups, the breathing. There's a lot of misconceptions and misunderstood
right.
about, you know, singing. And then I can help you also produce your own music.
Wow.
And do a music video that I do to my students.
Wow.
Yes.
What about piano lessons? You also teach that as well.
I do. I'm a professional pianist.
Right.
I studied for 9 years in the, you know, conservatory.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, first, before we start out, I know he's ready to play the song. We want to hear you sing. So do our drivers here in Clearwater and all over the world at our beautiful Clearwater Beach studio. And we have to shout out to Russo's Pizza in Clearwater. We've got, oh my gosh, we just had a performer last night. We're trying to get you there as well, just for some fun things. But you tour like big concerts and stuff. And we also have karaoke on December 8th. That's going to be super fun. So check out Russo's New York Style Pizza. And going, oh my God, their wings are amazing. Parmesan cheese and like garlic knots. And what else do they have?
Well, my husband, Italian.
Oh,
right?
Yes. And the fat Italian food is amazing. But we love the lemon and pepper and so good. And the pizzas are amazing. Say hi to Norman. And my sister-in-law, Lena, works there. So that's really cool. So let's get, what song are you going to sing for us today?
What song are we going to put on?
I have Did I Ever Tell
yes,
You
Yes, Did I Ever Tell You. This is a love song to my husband, Adi Bendov, which is a sculptor and a painter. He has one of his beautiful sculptures here in downtown Clearwater.
I didn't know that.
Near the Capitol Theater.
Oh, well, go look
beautiful.
At that.
Beautiful. It's like the treble clef.
Right.
The G key with all the symbols of Clearwater, like golf,
beautiful.
And the beach and the birds. It's gorgeous. So
wow.
I invite you to see to my husband. And yes, and I wrote this song, Did I Ever Tell You? And actually, you can dedicate this song to everyone that you didn't say too much to him, that you love him or her. So it's the time. Just open your heart and send them this song.
Well, I dedicate this to my hubby. He's probably driving. He's not a sculptor. He's a painter. Not a painter, but he paints homes and houses.
Wow.
That kind of painter.
It's great.
Yeah, but that takes skill. I'll tell you, he's up and down a ladder. He goes, you don't know how many times I go up and down a ladder.
Right.
God bless him. All right. Anyways, yes, let's take it away.
Every moment that you're not here, sometimes I feel my heart will overflow from all the love I feel for you. And in the darkest night I'm all alone.
The tears are swollen up. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, my
Thank
goodness.
You.
Give everybody your website, Judy.
It's www. Thank you. It's judybechar.com. Bechar is B-E-C-H-A-R. And can I ask you something?
Yes.
It's special. It's my mom is in Israel, and
oh my
she's
gosh.
Watching. And I want to dedicate a song for her in French.
I would love it. You speak how many languages?
I sing in five. I speak about four.
Wow.
Yes. And
wow.
My Spanish mama. So I'm going to sing for her in French. It's called L'Avion Rose.
That's going to be beautiful.
Les yeux qui font baisser le mien, un rire qui s'appelle. Perd sur sa bouche, voilà les portraits sans retouche dans le banquet j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras,
Il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, les mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur, une part des bonheurs dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, il l'a juré pour la vie. Dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui
Wow, I've never been to Israel, ever. I mean, oh, that is, gosh. I just, to be there to see all the, oh my gosh, amazing, yes, and all the amazing things that God's done out there and what he's doing in people's lives, and wow. So you've got an event coming up.
Yes, so my dear, dear friend, Sherry Van Houtigen, is the one that's in charge on this beautiful, beautiful upcoming event. It's called Shine Your Light for Human Rights. It's a family nighttime walk. It's this Saturday, December 4th, 2021, at 5:30 p.m. sharp in Albert Witted Park in St. Petersburg. So it says here, bring your family and friends along and shine your light for human rights. How to shine, use necklaces, shoes, clothes that light. The more you shine, the better. And then this is the invitation. This is the invitation.
And here. The phone number?
And the phone number.
Or website?
Let me see. There is not a phone number, but it says follow us at Human Rights SFL or email for info execdir.fl@humanrights.com.
That's beautiful. So, you know, also too, is this is a hurry up. We, on December 4th, we also have Soap This. And if you go to Soap This on Facebook, we have a bunch of soap opera stars coming in to meet and greet. And it's so phenomenal. You can have dinner with them. And I have to go to that commercial break. I think you have that for me. And Soap This, and yeah, it's coming up. And then they're working on more coming up. But get your tickets now. It's an amazing gift. If your grandma, your mom, or yourself love soap operas, come and mingle and get some pictures. Everybody gets a free picture, and you can have dinner and drinks and everything. So it's this Saturday, December 4th, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Patty from Soap This. I just want to announce we have our next event December 4th. It's Young and the Restless Actors, plus Jacob Young, who used to be on Bold and Beautiful. The actors are Jordi Villasuso, Sean Dominic, and Jacob Young. To get tickets, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. The event is December 4th, and come and have a great time and meet these great actors. Again, soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Thank you.
And also, we just got two new commercials today. Are they kind of ready, or are you still working on them? He's still working.
Charters is ready, and it's musicless form.
Yeah, so let's go to our new business we're excited about. Bobby's going to play that now, and we're going to come back with Judy, and you're going to sing another song for us.
Yes.
I'm super excited.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkissed Charters. Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkissed Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memorable memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkissedCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico. That's so funny, Bobby. I know, we just cut that. I went, blah.
I saw that little blip in the computer, and blah. I said, well.
So we're working on that commercial. But anyways, that's for my husband. He said, you know, promote our sunkisscharters.com. That was funny. Okay, so Judy, what song are you going to sing next for us?
I think we're going to, it's a song that I always start my shows. I have a show called Between Broadway and Champs-Élysées. And I'm going to start running the show in St. Petersburg, probably, with my fellow pianist and singer and amazing dancer, Ruben Celiberti.
Oh, you saw that. So Italian.
He is. Yeah. And he's amazing. He's coming tomorrow to see you at Russo's.
Yes.
We're going to Russo's. That's a great restaurant.
Yes.
We're going to try it out. And yeah. So between Broadway and Champs-Élysées, you know, it's all the good Broadway songs.
Oh.
I could have danced all night.
Oh, my gosh.
And I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. You know, and all
yeah.
songs. And Cabaret. And then we go to the Champs-Élysées, more like Edith Piaf and all the dramatic,
wow.
romantic, and some of Spanish songs. Opera, of course, you cannot skip the opera.
Yeah.
So that's the show. And so this song is going to be at the show. It's called Somewhere Over the Rainbow, a new rendition of mine to this song.
Oh, how beautiful.
I love this song.
Excited.
My
All right,
love.
Here we go.
Thank you. wake up while the clouds are far behind me. Just like that. When the troubles melt like lemon drop, way above the chimney top, that's where.
Oh my God, what a peaceful song. You know, I was thinking of Judy because, you know, my son passed away July 7th, and I'm thinking over the rainbow in heaven, and that just for peacefulness and, oh my God, and serenity. What a beautiful song that you have just taken over the world with it. Give your website one more time, how they can get in touch with you for singing lessons as well.
Right. So thank you for what you're saying.
That was deep. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
My website is judybashar.com. And you can,
phone
go
number.
Through. Yeah. My phone number is 727-412-4785. And you can text me, call me if you are interested in singing lessons or piano lessons or, you know,
what a great gift
voice.
For somebody for Christmas, Stockers put in there.
Yes. Well, I have my Christmas special, and also I give a free evaluation lesson. So it's nothing to commit about. It's just, you know, we meet, we see. If we like it, and then, we just do it and we see if we are a good fit. Usually we are. And I would love to help any one of those artists out there that are seeking to, you know, we need artists this time. You know, it's not easy times for no one, right? The world got a little bit crazy, right? So what keeps it there is the art. And the artists. So I want more of you, and I want to help you so you go out there to the world, because if you go and you just listen to the news, you get crazy, right?
Right.
So we need this good amount of energy. We need this power. We need to wake up in the morning and feel like we are really doing something, right? So every day, everyone is doing it his way. And I believe, even if you are not a professional singer, but you just sing and then you have a guitar with your daughter or you know, a family gathering, it can be anything. And especially now for Christmas, I can help you, you know.
We're excited. And I want to get, we have to go. We have 20 seconds. I know it goes so fast, but I'd like to get you as a judge when we do, you know, karaoke contest and get some singers and have you as one of our VIP judges.
Yes.
That'd be amazing.
Yes.
All right, stay tuned. I got some comics coming up for open mic night coming up very soon at Russo's Pizza in Clearwater. Stay tuned. Do not go away. Let's play that Hollywood theme song.
Okay.
Hooray for Holly. Can you sing that? Hooray for Hollywood. I don't sing, but see
Let's
you in about
it.
Five
on,
seconds, everybody.
Me.
Here we go.
Thank you.
This is Patty from Soap This. Our other event is a virtual event, August 21st, with Eric Martsoff and Stacy Hudak from Days of Our Lives. Call me at 727-210-5143 for your tickets. You put them into PayPal, which is soapthis@outlook.com. Soapthis@outlook.com, $99 for 1 hour and 45 minutes and $35 for an hour.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Mies, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl.
And that's what you're going to be doing in the car, like right now. Let me introduce you everybody that's here in the studio. They're all comics, and we're working on something fabulous with Russo's New York Style Pizza for open mic night. So introduce yourself.
I'm James Esterline, and right here is the artist known as Christopher Wright. He's our sound guy and our guitar player.
Did you bring your guitar?
Yes, we did.
Oh, go get it.
I told him.
Yes, go get your guitar. and you are, read your bio. You're amazing.
Thank you.
And introduce yourself.
Rio Paris.
And how did you guys meet?
I started doing open mics in Tampa Bay area, and I met Rio, and he started giving me advice and invited me to his shows.
Wow.
He's one of my best friends.
That's
so cool. In this industry, for sure. Yeah.
So are you guys funny at home with your girlfriends or wives? Do you make them laugh?
After a while, they stop laughing. I think some comics have spoken about that. It turns into a thing of now they know too much about you.
Oh.
Right?
So are they like, if you're at home and you're like, I'm going to use that one. Keep it going.
Yeah, that's another part. They think everything's going to become a joke. So they, the other day. Yeah.
Wow. You know, I'm a comedy school dropout. I mean, I went after my divorce, you know, in L.A. I cut my name in half. That's why I'm Reese. And I went to Pauly Shore's sister, but she had passed away. I know she was amazing. And she was just amazing. Sandy Shore.
Yeah.
Sandy Seashore, she called herself.
Right.
And then I went to the Improv with Renee Hart. They had a comedy.
Okay.
So I gotta get my comedy back. So I want to come on open mic. I've got to graduate. So you guys got to have a graduation for me.
Yeah. You can do that. Sounds good.
Yeah, I have a lot of married life stuff.
Cool. Yeah, that's always good.
Married life. Yep. It's awesome.
The wife and comedian thing with me and Pam is the other day, she doesn't know when I'm being serious or sarcastic. She likes to watch Tiny House Nation. You heard of that show? They build tiny houses.
Oh, I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, she likes the show, and I'm watching it with her. I'm like, this is a really good show, Pam. And she said, if you don't like it, then just go in the other room or turn it off or something. I'm like, no, it's a good show.
Well, how many TV sets do you have in your house?
Oh, enough. Three.
Not enough.
Three.
So, yeah, then you go in the other room and you watch your show. She watches hers. That's kind of what we're doing now.
I was being serious for once. She didn't get it.
Oh, no. So tell us about your comedy, what you've been doing.
So, just we did a red carpet premiere for a film that I was just in. Called What the Hell.
Yeah.
And that was last Tuesday. It's a comedy. We did the red carpet premiere at Escape Theaters in Riverview.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. And then I have some shows coming up. So just...
Where are your shows coming up?
So I have two in Orlando, one Friday and one Saturday. And then I am at Side Splitters in Tampa, December 12th.
Very cool. We love Side Splitters over there. They've been very generous to me for media, which is wonderful.
Awesome.
So how did you become a stand-up comedian? I'm going to ask you the same thing as well.
So
What made you say, I'm going to just do this?
I would say me and my dad used to repeat lines from movies, from comedies, House Party and Which Way Is Up. And I would watch Def Comedy Jam and Comic View. And at some point, I just decided, let me try it out. And I did not do well for 2 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
they were I know Sandy Shore used to talk about the art of bombing, you know, is that on stage.
There is an art to it.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. There's also an art to not quitting, because there are many nights.
Going.
Yeah, that's key.
And look where you are now. Wow, doors are opening up and people are booking you all over.
Yeah, I did TV for the first time this year, LMAO TV and Funny Not Famous as well. So this year, after 8 years, finally a few things are happening. So
wow,
I'm happy.
Give your
about
social
that.
Media so they can follow you.
So Rio Paris on Facebook and Rio Paris Fans on Instagram.
I'm so glad you guys are here. I think we should just do comedy like every half hour on my show every week and just bring in comics.
Yeah.
Because people are driving and there's nothing better than laughing from your soul, you know?
Sure. Sure,
it's so
needed.
Healing. Yes. Everybody needs to laugh more. I was in the pet store the other day. Of course, there's a long line. You know, this lady looks at me like, because the other person taking so long?
Right.
She gives me this look like, I went, oh, well. Oh, well, be patient. But anyway, so anybody want to do any little routines while you're on the air for our drivers that are out there? And we're going to come back and hear some music in a minute.
Sure.
Anything else?
Yes.
Give me a little bit more.
I'll tell you how I got into it.
Yeah.
Like you were,
I want to know. Yes.
I've been bartending full-time 21 years now in Tampa Bay area. And then I bartended at the Vinoy Hotel. Have you been there?
I've heard of it, yes.
For 5 years I was their bartender. And Ric Flair sat at my bar all the time. And he's the one that talked me into doing it, because I would just write jokes and tell my guests, you know, just to entertain. And he made me promise. This is after he hit me. And he made me promise I'd go do comedy before he'd sign a thing for me, a picture. So it's a longer story. There was a wedding party going on, and they came into the bar, and he started handing out photographs of himself to people. Huh. And I'm a real genuine wrestling fan. I got my belt buckle on.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now,
I see
David.
That.
And so I got my title belt on. You know, I'm a real fan. And everybody else got one, and we weren't supposed to ask for one, you know?
Right.
And we're not allowed to. And so finally, even my coworker asked for one. I said, Rick, you know, he makes me call him Nate. He says, your friends call me Nate, so he asked me to do that. I'm like, so that means I'm his friend, right, in my mind. I said, Nate, who do I got to wrestle to get one of those photographs signed for me? He's like, oh, funny man, come around here. You want one? So he made me come around the whole bar. And then he said, you're a funny guy, right? Do you like slapstick? And he gave me one of his signature chest slaps on my chest. And then he said, you promise me you'll get on stage someday and tell your jokes, and I'll sign this for you. And then he signed it for me.
Wow.
That's how my story went.
That's cool. You know, a lot of people, it's so funny, because I started to do this married life thing online.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, for all you single people out there, you will never hear this in the morning. Do you know what that is? Are you making me bacon and eggs? You will never hear that. Or I like this one. This is my newest one. You know, my name is Dawn. I'm not a morning person, and I should have been named Dusk, because that's what my mother should have named me, seriously, because I like to sleep in.
Yeah.
So my husband gets up. He's listening. I know he is. He's like, Dawn, why are you telling this? So anyways, you know, you want to sleep in, and you're like, you hear, Dawn, one of the dogs piddled on the rug. Dawn, can you find me? Do you know where am I? Do you know where this is? Do you know where that is? So, of course, then you go, I'm up.
Yeah.
And then when he leaves, you go back to bed for a half hour.
Sounds good. Yeah.
But anyways, I want to hear some of your music. We're excited you're here and you're going to play. And if you want comedy, we're sure going to have it. I think we're discussing that. You had a talk with Russo's Pizza.
Yeah.
With Norman. And that's going to be so amazing. And I think we're going to do it maybe Thursday night, right? I think that's what
Thursday nights, we're going to have an open mic contest and a headliner there. Or we're going to call them a feature. What sounds more smug for an open mic, you know? Well, it's a $50 prize for the winner.
Yeah.
Oh.
They get to feature at the next show or a following show of their choice, you know? If they can.
And I may give them a shout-out on the air or bring them in for the winner and do a special on them.
And that was what I was going to say. You said maybe we could work something like that out. That's a home run, you know? That's a
you
triple.
Bet.
Home
That'd
run,
be fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Comics to want to come out and hang out with us.
I love it. What are you going to play for us? And introduce yourself so everybody knows you.
Sure.
Well, my name is Christopher Wright. I'm a musician. I'm a poet here in the Tampa Bay Area. I've been helping these guys out with some of their shows lately, running sound and stuff like that. I work with Professor Jay.
Yeah, you can't have a show without sound.
Right, I was going to say, yeah, right exactly.
You'd be like
no. Yeah, some guys essential, you know. But yeah, and I work with Jared Thompson and Nick Avalone with Professor J events around the Bay Area here between St. Pete and Clearwater and all that stuff. You know, we do all these events like between karaoke's, open mics, movie nights, things like that. And in fact, we have an event going on tonight over at Ocho Lounge if you guys want to come out and hang out with us. But
Tuesday night, isn't it?
Oh. Right, yeah, cool. It is Tuesday night.
They do their show at Ocho. They do it at Steep Station on Sundays, and they do a show.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I met Chris through
Java
Cava
weekends. So yeah, no, we'll definitely plug that here in a second. But I'll play a little something that I wrote a while back. It's called Ride High. It's a nice little song that I wrote with my best friend in the world, Robert Orr. It kind of goes
nice.
Like this.
Let's and take it away.
Hopefully y'all can hear it, but it goes kind of like.
Tune up that volume in the car.
Cruising is fine with me. I don't got no place to be too quickly. Yeah, I've got my destiny, but I'm in no rush. No hurries, no worries. I'd rather ride high. Soak up the sky. I'd rather feel fly. Just give me one reason why. So just drive. Superstitions ain't for me. I don't stress myself out with all the possibilities. Everybody seems to me to be all in some huge rush. Always hurried, so worried, I'd rather ride high. Soak up the vibe, I'd rather feel fine. Just give me one reason why. I'd rather waste a minute of my life than waste my life in a minute. They're saying that I'm on a dead-end road, but this highway's just the beginning. Whoa, whoa. Ride high. Soak up the vibe. Rather feel fly. Just give me one reason why. Ride high. Soak up the sky. Rather feel fly. Just give me one reason why. So just drive.
Well, give everybody your best sign.
That was Ride High.
Yes,
I mean, great Project Starlight. So I hope you all enjoyed that. It's just something about letting loose a little bit, you know, instead of being all bound up in the rush and the grind of life. Just kind of sit back and
mellow.
Soak up the vibe. Soak up the sky, you know, like just be mellow.
Exactly. And where can they see your social media? Shout that out.
Yeah, we're on Facebook and Instagram. If you look up Project Starlight, Project with a K, just if you ever want to look that up, that's where my band's music is for the most part. I'm also starting up a new group with my friends with the Professor J Events crew, actually. We're going to be called We 3M. So we should have that page up and running.
running here pretty soon, as soon as we get a couple of recordings up. So keep a lookout for that in the near future. And yeah, if you want to keep up with our events too,
you should
Professor
get M&M's to sponsor you.
Yeah, I know. Right? We should get some cool promotions.
I know.
Right? We 3M or get like 3M tape or something. You know?
Yeah. You know? So what's funny to you? What makes you laugh? Like, who are your favorite comics?
So, just a well-written joke. I'm a big fan of misdirections.
Okay.
Just not being there, thinking that you know where the joke's going, and then it goes a completely different direction. I like that. Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Anthony Jeselnik, Cam Bertrand, Jared Waters, Jonas Prezendu, yeah.
Cam Bertrand, the man.
Jay Legend, Gordon Dixon, it's Bob Holden. I'm a huge fan of a lot of the Tampa Bay comics.
Okay.
Yeah. I really think our scene is awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, James is...
Do you know Lisa Kudrow?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know, Lisa was in my comedy class back at the Improv. She was so quiet.
From Friends.
No, she's another one. There's a Lisa. She's in like Miami.
Okay.
Kudrow. But there's another one. But
okay.
She was like quiet as a mouse, and now she's opening up for some major celebrities. I mean, you have to watch out for the quiet ones.
Yeah, always.
She's now exploded in comedy.
Yeah, not just in comedy, though.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, the quiet ones are... You never know sometimes.
You never know. So anybody have like a minute stand up or sit down, because we're at the radio station and people are driving?
Chris wrote this bit on the way here for
you.
Oh,
very cool. All right. So they want funnies.
I saw he's got these cool bracelets, right?
I like the cool
and
bracelets.
I said, what's this one for?
Right, and I was like, oh yeah, well that's always a pallbearer, never a corpse. That's from Stephen Henry.
Henry.
It's a punchline to a joke.
And then I was like, what's this one for?
I'm
where's
like,
the
oh,
drum
well, this
thing,
is ba-bomb. This is for Trans Pride, you know?
I was like Trans,
you know?
Pride, you don't even drive a Pontiac.
And I was like, dang. like a Trans Am. Like, I'm like, come on.
I said, hey, have you ever heard of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
I'm like, yeah, I've heard of those cats.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's an orchestra that goes around the whole country.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I went and seen them, and I was very disappointed. I wanted my money back, because none of them were transgender or nothing. And none of them were from Siberia.
It's like the whole age of China's over.
And then I said I went to see Quiet Riot. That was a letdown. And they weren't quiet at all. And they didn't start throwing chairs or breaking stuff or nothing. And he said he went to see Pink Floyd, remember?
Yeah.
And he was disappointed because she wasn't even there. And there was no guy named Floyd.
Right, like, what a letdown.
The whole band.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Okay, I would add something. So, you know, for all you single people out there, before I met my husband, and, you know, watch what you put on your refrigerator, because I put a sailboat like years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And God has a sense of humor, because we ended up living on that boat for 2 years.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Watch it, because it's like a magical thing. Whatever you put on your refrigerator, like, comes true. And so, yeah. So that's interesting. But, you know, before my husband, what happened was, you ever go on those dating sites? Anybody? So
yeah,
I went on Match.com at the time before I was married. They turned me down. They said it was too hard to match.
Oh, wow.
I did. And then, of course, I had these people writing me. This is just my little comedy skit. And it was like Paul, John, Luke, Mark. I'm like, I'm dating half the Bible. I just took God. I was like, Jesus got in touch with me. I was like, I'm done. I am done.
You're definitely getting on stage. It'll be 3 weeks from Thursday. We'll get you on stage.
I have to like coordinate. So he's laughing. He's like, what? My husband's going, why are you talking about single jokes? You're married. So anyways, yeah. So any other things you want to talk about? We have like 7 minutes ago. So fast.
I know. Jokes. Do an Obama impersonation.
Okay. That's, can you?
Yeah, I could do that.
He just did a show up in Crystal River. He was Obama, and then they had other people in political debates going on and stuff.
Oh, I didn't mean Kenya. I meant can you?
Oh,
can you? Well,
I get it.
It's like my husband thinks I think I'm a Sherbert. He thinks he's Sherbert, but he's not. I go Sherbert.
Yeah.
Like Sherbert. He's
so his name is Bert.
Right, but every time he says something, I say Sherbert.
Nothing wrong with
love
a little bit of Sherbert.
Awesome. Love it.
I want to hear Obama.
Very happy to be here with you, Don. And James and Chris, as we begin to do, I didn't meet the gentleman in the sound room. But it's a good day. And we're doing the open mic at Russo's. James is hosting. And it's going to be a good time. If you like pizza, chicken wings, and anything of that nature, come get full and come get your laughs.
I have a question, Obama.
I'm yes. ready to answer that, though.
So what about, we still have Obamacare?
At this point, I don't care. I am no longer president.
Anyway, so, you know, it's really fun to hang out with comics because people are driving. They're like, oh, I want to see this show. So tell us how open mic is going to go. So we're going to, at Russo, so how are you going to set that up? A comic's going to come in and sign up?
We'll
to
do a pre-sign up for 15 comics, and then we'll leave five open spots for walk-ins. So anybody wants to get lucky and get one of those slots, they're there. Mm-hmm. $50 for the winner. They're going to get a feature at one of our future shows.
Exactly.
Every comic gets an intro song by our guitar genius and artist here, Christopher Wright. The artist known as Chris Wright. So that's something that you don't get at every comedy show.
Yeah. Right.
This guy plays a nice sweet riff before you go on stage.
Nice.
Right. Yeah, and then we're going to have a great crowd there. I'm inviting everybody that I work with, everybody that comes and sits at my bar and I talk to on a daily. So
and we'll run a commercial as soon as we know.
Plugging this.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, Norman over there, this is kind of funny. My sister-in-law called me up, Norman, the owner that you had met.
Yeah, yeah.
And, and he is so funny. He told my sister-in-law a joke. He goes, I should do stand-up comedy. I said, you should. You're really funny. He goes, well, you know, who wants not to own a restaurant? He says, what are the big words? I'm sorry. Do you want a discount?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Restaurant 101.
I heard that, Norman. That's for you. Lena told me.
Nice.
There we
are.
So the cutest thing, we bought a puppy the other day, you know, a little Jack Russell puppy.
Oh, yeah.
The cutest thing in the world.
I saw the photograph.
Did you?
Super
oh, my
cute.
God. You have pets?
I don't. I've only had fish, so
fish.
I don't think that's an
Do
official
pet. Do you have, like, glow-in-the-dark fish?
I never had those either. No, just in a tank swimming and then the toilet. So that's pretty
did
much
it. Did you name your fish?
I used to. I don't have any now. It's too heartbreaking. It's too heartbreaking to have to flush them down the toilet. I didn't enjoy that experience.
God.
Yeah.
So wait, they were dead or alive?
They were dead.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not. No.
Take a
swim. Yeah, I don't. I can't flush a fish. I can't have a fish be alive and flush it. I'm not a monster.
I have to fish with gloves on. I go fishing with my husband. He's like, what are you doing? I'm putting gloves on. Let's put the stuff on it.
Right.
Yeah, really.
I love fish. I eat fish. So, right. But no, I haven't had a fish tank in probably like 15 years or so.
Wow.
So no pets. I had a tree frog that my mom tried to decorate when it was in, and it got trapped underneath a rock in the water. So I woke up to it against the glass like that. I'm like, I don't think pets are good for me anymore.
Do you know, my husband says, let's get a fish tank, which my friend Chrissy gave me a fish tank. And we went over to the PetSmart. We got the nice little glow-in-the-dark stuff.
Right.
We have this fish tank set up. No fish. It's been 2 months. No fish.
Oh.
So what I do now in the TV sets,
right.
You go to YouTube and you put fish tank on.
Got it.
And you hear the water.
I love it.
That's our new fish tank.
There you
I'm
go.
Hoping maybe Christmas I will get some glow-in-the-dark fish. I think those are pretty cool.
I like those too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see pictures when it's set up.
I know. Yeah. I'll send you the picture with out the fish.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Before and after. Absolutely.
That's so funny.
Before
oh my God.
After.
My husband's going to say, all right, we're going to get fish. Do you have your trees all set up?
Not yet. My mother, though, she literally keeps a Christmas tree up, like, permanently in the basement all year.
Really?
Because she just loves the way it
She's
looks.
She's one
and
of
I was
those
decorated.
That likes,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so I was there in the middle of the summer this year for my brother's birthday, and the tree is just, like, lit up in the basement. I'm just like... Still, are you decorating early? She's like, nah, I never took it down from last year. I'm like... Fair enough. Like, you know, I can't tell you what to do, Mom. You know.
How about you, James? Do you have
not
your...
yet. I got all my decorations ready. I pulled them out from the garage. They're all ready to get hung up, and the tree's ready to go up. But we didn't do it yet.
Nice.
I did
throw
some Christmas lights in my room though, so that's kind of nice. So I guess I have some decorations up. So you know.
Yeah, we're getting awesome. There. I think Maybe tonight, I think. Yeah,
okay.
One of those things. Yeah, but, you know, I'm in a 55 and over community.
Me too.
I think I just got banned on our Facebook, on their Facebook. Oh, well, on their social media. They're like, Dawn, you're pushing your limit with your with your businesses.
Uh-oh.
But my husband's going to turn 55 this year.
Gotcha.
I know.
My mom lived there first, and they have an 80-20 rule. So
what's an 80-20 room?
80% has to be 55 and up, 20% does not. Oh, so I was able to move into the neighborhood.
I thought you meant 420 room.
Oh, no, no, no.
That'd be nice.
We should just all go on stage and talk.
Let's do it. Yeah,
we'll bring like it to... Like have an improv comedy. What is that called? Improv.
Yeah,
you have like a couple mm-hmm. people and you just give them a line and they take it off, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
improv, not take it off, but take it away.
Yeah, exactly. Do like a mic bump show? Like a mic bump show like Jeff Ross?
And, yeah, because mm-hmm. Norman would kick me out if it was taken off.
Do a four-person mic bump.
That would be fun.
Why not?
We should do that.
I'm with you.
That would be really fun. I know Carrie out there wants to learn comedy, too. And we have the NationalComedyHallOfFame.com, but don't play that because they're closed right now and they're like moving to a new spot.
Oh.
Have you met Tony yet over there?
No.
He's worked with all the stars, like Chevy Chase and everybody.
Really?
And, yeah. So he's going to be doing, just go to NationalComedyHallOfFame.com, check it out.
Okay.
And they're doing comedy classes. And people are asking me, where can you take comedy classes? Mm-hmm. But you never took comedy classes.
I did not. No. Life has been funny enough. I get all my, and shouts out to my little ones too. I have twins that are 2 years old.
Oh, that's adorable.
Ariel and Riker and a 6-year-old daughter, Harmony, who's sick right now. So
I'll get better.
Love to them. Yeah,
they're adorable. Yeah, I've seen them little ones.
Okay, I think.
Oh, foot pictures.
Well, I got to thank my mother-in-law because we went over. We had a head cold like 2 weeks ago, and we went over to her house for Thanksgiving. And she goes, "I was going to mail this to you," and we opened it up, and it's like matching jammies. And my husband said to me, "I am not wearing that." Yes, you are. It's like for Christmas Eve. We're going to match. You know,
right.
He doesn't like to match like that, but we're going to have this matching Christmas. Do you ever do that with your family?
Cool. No, I have never done that.
Let's match together. We're a match. All right, somebody's on the phone. We got like not even 30 seconds.
Donnie had just called, but
who did?
Donnie.
Donnie's calling in. Donnie Stokel, one of the comics we're bringing in.
Oh man,
we're bringing Donnie, I'm sorry.
CP Post, Dennis Aruba. We're bringing Donnie Stokel. John Jacobs, Steve Eric, just to name some
of them.
We'll
get Donnie on
Shane
next week.
Shane Self will be the first host. He's going to be there every week. He's one of our team members. He's in the group.
Donnie, we'll get you on next week because I have Quentin Tarantino's father on with a film director in L.A.
Ooh.
And I got agents coming on the 14th, so you guys got to come back and meet the agent for TV and film.
Cool. Sounds back. Good.
All right, got to go. Carrie K. Six. Bye, everybody. God bless you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.